This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A with a most magnificent guest, and I'm excited about his upcoming appearance at Uncle Billy's through the KUTX Live Music Concert Series presented by Live Vibe. He's got a new EP out called Some Other Country. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Mobley.
Chasing footsteps, starting up. There's no time for talking, no time for talking. We try us down and see you got away. Right base and left, the back roads are wide. We just reach the crossing, must reach the crossing before this county sees the light of day. I know the side of things that war within your head. Will the vision be the passion or the name that you've abandoned? I've been staying, I've been waiting, I'm already singing, whoa. Tell me where you want me to be. Singing, whoa. Will you tell me where you want me to be? Breath chasing breath, no time for talking. Heartbeats are knocking, heartbeats are knocking, but now they're all have heard you got away. Life, pace, and death, back roads are clear. We just passed the crossing, rush past the crossing. We can't go back no matter what they say. I hear the clatter of their calls within your head. He's a villain, you're a baby. Are you happy? Is it crazy? But maybe I'll have you light enough to know this on your head. In the rear view, I'm right and right here with you, saying, whoa, tell me where you want, tell me where you want me to be. Singing, whoa, tell me where you want, tell me where you want me to be. Singing, whoa.
And that is an understatement. Mobley in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. And you just heard Tell Me. The name of the EP, by the way, that you need to get a copy of is Some Other Country, featuring Mobley doing vocals, percussion, bass on the keyboard, piano, guitar, you name it, multi-instrumentalist. And joining Mobley this evening is Alfredo Rios on drums. Gentlemen, welcome to Studio 1A. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it. I'm excited. And I was chatting with you earlier. You have got a mammoth tour coming up. To me, that's very exciting, but it's also a step in really getting your music out there. A lot of times we become complacent here in our hometown and we're like, oh, you know, the music's cool. We got great music. But I can just imagine what it takes to plan something like that, to put something together like that kind of tour. This may be an obvious question. Are you a part of that process? I know that you're figuring out cities and whatnot, but is that ultimately your duty?
Sure. I mean, ultimately, it's my responsibility, whether it's my duty or not.
Oh, but, sure.
We actually just at the beginning of this year started a relationship with a really good booking agent named Joy Collingborn. She's handling the nitty-gritty of that along with my manager, yeah, Anthony Erickson. It's been even a step removed from the process, because I've always done all this stuff independently before, but even a step removed from the process, yeah, it's been very stressful getting it, you know, all done, more than I'd like to admit. But like you say, I think especially now with all of the kind of barriers to entry falling for people and all the noise that's out there, that's the way to do it. I mean, there's still, will is, I think, the greatest barrier to entry for touring, and getting over that hump, like, puts you, you know, in a group that's a lot smaller than the group of people who can upload a song to Facebook.
I'm excited about the new music. I told you earlier, I'm not ashamed to geek out and be a nerd over great music. And this is fantastic, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Oftentimes, and I think, again, we're lucky in Austin, me personally, because I see so many artists evolve. And I think you're the perfect example, Mobley. I don't know, you really seem to be bursting out of so many barriers, but it's just really grown and your sound is tremendous. It's Thank gotten you. Bigger and fuller. What has been inspiring you along the way? Because I know I'm sure it's natural evolution, it's growth, but I would love to know what's been kind of your inspiration along the way as the years have passed and you're definitely adding on, or so many more layers now. What's been your inspiration?
I think the biggest thing has just been a willingness to just do the thing that I always wanted to do anyway. Because of market forces, because of the things that you're told by industry people regarding marketability, and because of the practical realities of getting booked, getting your music out there, there's a lot of pressure on artists to find a classifiable, definable sound that they can kind of market and peddle, and that somebody else can say, it is this, so put it here. And I think that that can be stifling to creativity. So over the course of the past few years, I've just kind of made the kind of music that I've always wanted to hear and always been influenced by. And if that means that I'm making like an R&B song that has a trap beat and a guitar solo in the middle and organ and farfisa and mellotron and all that stuff, then that's fine. And hopefully there are enough other people out there who are interested in that it works out.
I love saying that you're not pigeonholed. You know, it I don't get that at all. It sounds like you're doing what you want, stating the obvious. Why don't you give us another track?
Sure thing.
I was a shade off right, but over time I drifted miles and miles. You must have left your mind to think that I would be the place to hide. All of our plans and misunderstandings, this kind of thing is just too demanding. I never said look to me to be the one that you rely on. No. Wasted motion all of your time in this place, devotion. I never said it looked to me to be the one that you rely on. And I know you wonder why I let you come so far. Oh, you won't believe me if I tell you. You won't believe me if I tell you. Trouble high.
Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9 with Tell You. And we've just been talking about touring, and just to kind of pick your brain on this, I understand there is an album coming up pretty soon.
There is.
Sweet.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. all of the, not all, but about half the songs on the EP are actually kind of a teaser for an album, a larger work that I finished last year. It's called Fresh Lies. And we're working right now on, you know, accessing the right distribution channels and all that to get that out to people soon.
It is a lot of work, I understand.
Yeah.
That's my selfishness coming out. Meanwhile, before the album comes out, you can get your own copy of the latest EP by Mobley, Some Other Country. And I've been talking about the upcoming performance at Uncle Billy's KUTX Live Concert Series, brought to you by Live Vibe. Mobley will be our featured artist. And also wanted to tell you about a show coming up June 30th this summer. Communion Music presents Communion Austin at the Scoot Inn. Again, you can see Mobley performing June 30th out at the Scoot Inn. That's going to be awesome. Great venue.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that spot. Again, the tour, huge, July and August. So if you're listening outside of Austin, coming to a city near you.
Yes, we're going everywhere.
It looks like it. Seriously. What is your website? Give us your website.
www.mobleywho.com. MOBLEYWHO.com.
So be sure to go to the website, check all the dates. One of the cities that you're closest to, guaranteed, go see Mobley. Cannot recommend Mobley enough. And I think we have time for one more.
Perfect.
Saw you coming down the avenue. I know you know what's on my mind. Came in with my girl Victoria.
Mobley in Studio 1A with Victoria. Get the EP. That is an order. Some Other Country is the name of Mobley's EP. And tonight we heard Mobley on vocals, doing percussion, bass, keyboard, piano, guitar, and Alfredo Rios on drums. Thank you so much for performing in Studio 1A tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Love it. Love it. Come back soon. Can't wait to see you at Uncle Billy's. And I want to invite everyone to join us. I will be there and you got to join me. That is the KUTX live concert series brought to you by Live Vibe. Big thank you to Mobley and to Alfredo. Also, special thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of our engineers, everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.